ओम अज्ञानतिमिरन्धस्य ज्ञानाञ्जनशलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः श्रीचैतन्यमनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूपाकदामय्यं ददाति स्वपदान्तिकं वन्देहं श्रीगुरोः श्रीयुतापदकमलं श्रीगुरून् वैष्णवांश्च श्रीरूपं साग्रजातं सहगणा रघुनाथान्वितं त्वं सजीवम् साद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजनासहितं कृष्णचैतन्यदेवं श्रीराधाकृष्णपादान् सहगणाललिता श्रीविशाखान्वितांश्च हे कृष्णा करुणा सिन्धो दीनबन्धो जगत्पते गोपेश गोपिका कांत राधा कांत नमोस्तुते तप्त कांचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरि प्रिये वांचा कल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपा सिंधुभ्य एव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः नम ओं विष्णुपादाय कृष्णापृष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदांत स्वामीनिति नामिने नमस्ते सरस्वती देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेषशून्यवादी पाश्चात्यदेशतारिणे जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभो नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैता गदाधर श्रीवासदी गौरभक्तवृंद हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे
हरे कृष्णा। सो वी आर रीडिंग दिस फ्रॉम दिस चैप्टर विच इज एंटाइटल्ड द गोपी सिंग ऑफ कृष्णा। वेरी एक्सॉल्टेड सब्जेक्ट मैटर। इट्स क्वाइट स्ट्रेंज दैट आई एम स्पीकिंग। एनीवेज there is something called indicative logic, right? Indicative logic means we use it in everyday life to believe in something or to put faith in something. For example, if someone tells us that someone opened a temple for a politician in South India, we immediately tend to believe it. And if someone says that someone in Punjab has built a temple for a politician, it's harder to believe because it doesn't fit. It is not consistent with the way things work. With the nature of things. So the first thing is more believable, naturally. So this is an example of indicative logic. Or You know, yesterday we had, you know, the drama festival. And if someone says that the drama of Dwarkadish Prabhu's group was very interesting, that's very easy to believe because it's consistent with the way things have been. They have been putting up great dramas year after year. But if someone says that the drama wasn't good, it was boring, I would cross-check, verify it before I could believe or put faith in it. Right? So this is indicative logic. So, His Holiness Kadam Kanan Maharaj, in some of his seminars, he says how even Krishna uses indicative logic in the Bhagavad Gita. Dehinosmin yata dehe kaumaram yavanam jara tata dehantara praptir dhiras tatra namuyati. So Krishna, he says that just as the embodied being passes in this body from childhood to youth to old age, right? So he says that the soul is the same living spark which is living in different bodies during one lifetime. So it is passing through different bodies in one lifetime, and similarly it will pass to another body at the time of death. So there is no empirical evidence given here, but it makes sense. It makes sense. So this is indicative logic. Krishna uses it. And even Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, he invites logicians to apply their logic to the pastimes of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And he says that if you apply your logic, you'll be struck with wonder. And yes, logically if we study the pastimes of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, we are struck with wonder with his magnanimity again and again, and the consistent way in which he is displaying compassion. And we are forced to believe that this must be God. So this is an example of indicative logic again. So we can use indicative logic to develop faith or to believe in something. So I will just try to, you know, use indicative logic to understand how the relationship of the gopis with Krishna is indeed very exalted. It's the highest. It's a very deep subject matter, but nonetheless we can use common sense indicative logic to get an understanding of, yes, that's a fact. Before we come to the subject of relationships, let's try to understand human nature. The psychologists, they have been studying human nature. And they say that one of the needs of a human being is certainty. We need certainty in life. Right? For example, I need to be certain that I'll be provided 3 meals in a day. At 7:15, if I go down, I'll find prasad. 12:30, again I'll find. Evening 7 o'clock, again I will find. If that becomes uncertain, then I can't chant my japa properly. I can't do my services properly. It becomes very difficult. I need it. That sense of security, that sense of predictability, that sense of reliability. These are our needs. We need it. That sense of familiarity, a sense of home, that homely feel. Even at the scale of a nation, we can see that when there is a stable government, things start flourishing, right? you know, stock prices, they shoot up, the market shoots up, investors, they're enlivened, the economy starts flourishing. That certainty, that need of certainty is a very important human need. So we have this need for certainty, at the same time we have another need, the need for uncertainty. Now, I need to be certain that I'll get prasad 3 times in a day. But if I were to get the same prasad 3 times in a day, day after day, week after week, year after year, I'll become bored. So we all have that need for a sense of surprise, a sense of adventure, a sense of novelty. Otherwise, why would someone climb up the Himalayan mountains? Right? He has got a good home, but still he climbs the Himalayan mountains. Why? It's a sense of adventure. But then, after climbing the Himalayan mountains, he needs to come back to his home. If he is told that while you are climbing the Himalayan mountains, your home will be taken away, he may not climb the Himalayan mountains. He might cancel his plans. So we have this need for uncertainty, need for adventure, need for novelty, spontaneity, surprise. We all need it. But the catch is, we need it within the framework of certainty. We don't want things to be too uncertain also. We want uncertainty within certainty, and that's the beauty. So when it comes to relationships, the same thing holds true. So when we are developing a relationship with someone, we are longing some kind of security in that relationship. A sense of belonging in that relationship. A sense of familiarity. A homely feel in that relationship. A sense of predictability. You know, we want to be at home with that person. So we want that certainty in that relationship. At the same time, we want elements of uncertainty as well. We want a sense of mystery, a sense of surprise while dealing with people. A sense of knowing the unknown. We want that too. In the same relationship. Now this is a great challenge. Because when people are looking for a long-term relationship, the need is both certainty and uncertainty. In the initial phase of the relationship, the need of uncertainty is met in a very nice way. The other person is new. There is a sense of novelty. There is a sense of surprise, you know. What is this person all about? There is a sense of mystery. What more will I know about this person? So all these elements are there initially. But then, through that relationship, we also want to build familiarity. We want to build security. We want to build a homely feel with that person. And while doing that, the element of uncertainty is lost. The person becomes boring. So this is like a serious challenge when it comes to long-term relationship. So if a husband and wife are told you have to stay together for a lifetime, people feel it's kind of boring. But at the same time, the need for certainty is a need. And especially in the West, it's a growing concern how to have more long-term relationships. So it's a challenge to have certainty and uncertainty in the same relationship. Now, in the Vedic culture, it's very interesting. that the sense of certainty was met through the institution of marriage. So once the couple were married, there was a sense of familiarity. There was a sense of security. It was there. And people used to live in a joint family. Sometimes the whole village was like a family. So there was no dearth of a sense of belonging. There was no dearth of a sense of security and familiarity in that kind of a setting. So there was strong certainty for the couple. But at the same time, Vedic civilization prohibited free mixing of men and women. Because especially it was a joint family. So it's like husband and wife living together in a mela. So many people are around all the time. So even though they were living together for years together, they really didn't know, the sense of mystery still remained. The sense of novelty, the sense of surprise used to remain alive year after year. So even if, you know, during the day the husband and wife met, it was something novel. Element of surprise was there. And it was like an event of the day. So certainty was there, uncertainty was there. So long-term relationship sustained. And by that time, the mystery was gone. Slowly, slowly, both became old. Might as well go to the forest. Vanaprastha ashram, isn't it? Rather than looking for another partner. So in this way, long-term relationship, you know, it's sustained in the Vedic context. Now, how practical it is to re-implement it, there's a different question. But we get an idea of how beautiful Vedic civilization was, how beautiful Vedic culture was. People might think it is outlandish, but it was absolutely fantastic and scientific. Actually, meeting the needs of the human beings, the need for certainty and uncertainty, both in the same relationship. Now coming to the gopis' relationship with Krishna. Certainty and uncertainty is unbound. It is beyond limits. In the gopis' relationship with Krishna, there is no upper limit to the certainty. The relationship is with God, Krishna, who is infallible, who is Achyuta, who never fails in his affection for his devotees. That famous incident is there in the Ramayana of Vibhishan's Sharanagati. So Ram says, Sakradeva prapannoyas tavasmi iti chayachate. Abhayam sarvadatasme dadam metat vrtam mama. That even if once a person comes before me and says that, my Lord, I am yours, what kind of a security does the Lord give him? What kind of a familiarity does the Lord give him? What kind of a certainty does the Lord give that devotee? He says that, even if he tells it once, I'll protect that devotee for the rest of eternity. And Krishna, in his relationship, he's such a lover that he never abandons the soul. You know, we might abandon Krishna, but Krishna never abandons us. Even in the different forms of life, he is always accompanying us as a super soul within the heart. So in a relationship with Krishna, what level of certainty is involved? Unlimited level of certainty. And the gopis, they have that implicit, complete faith in Krishna's protection and love. Now, Krishna's protection and love is for every living entity in this world. But the problem is, we don't have that level of faith in Krishna's protection and love. That's the problem. So, one of the elements of surrender is Rakshishyati Iti Vishwaso. To develop that conviction that Krishna will protect me under all situations. In prayers of Queen Kunti, Prabhupada gives a very interesting understanding of a devotee. Who is a devotee of Krishna? Who is a devotee of the Lord? He says, first thing is, he accepts Krishna as a supreme master. Second, he understands that without Krishna, he is always in danger. And the third is very interesting. Once he takes shelter of Krishna, he has complete conviction that Krishna will protect me. Once he takes shelter, he has that faith, complete conviction that Krishna never abandons his devotees. Krishna will protect me. Krishna's love is unbound. He has that complete conviction. And we see in the Srimad Bhagavatam, we are oftentimes said that the first 9 cantos are preparation for the 10th canto. So in the first 9 cantos, we can see the level of conviction of the devotees in Krishna's love. The conviction of Prahlad Maharaj, the conviction of Bali Maharaj, the conviction of Ambarish Maharaj, the amount of certainty they had in Krishna's love, in Krishna's protection. They were absolutely certain about Krishna's unbound affection, Krishna's unbound love. And in the 10th canto, the gopis, that is the climax. So their certainty of Krishna's love and Krishna's protection is unbound. And it is strong. It's like a strong fort of certainty. It's a strong fort of certainty for the gopis. Their complete conviction in Krishna's love and Krishna's protection. And within that strong fort of certainty, Krishna creates unlimited uncertainty in his pastimes. So within that strong fort of certainty, unlimited uncertainty, and through logic, we can understand that actually it's the most satisfying relationship. It's the most wonderful relationship. What kind of uncertainty does Krishna create? Adventure. Middle of the night. Calling the gopis to the forest. What kind of... And that too, not today, but thousands of years ago. What kind of adventure is that? And once they come there, what kind of surprise? Krishna says, now that you have come, now you can go back. And they stay. And more surprise. He disappears. Novelty. Surprise. Mystery. What's going to happen next? Unlimited uncertainty, which is part of the Parakyaras. So by indicative logic, we can understand how actually Krishna's relationship with the gopis is actually the highest kind of relationship. Now coming back to ground reality, For us mortals living in the material world, uncertainty is anyway unbound, isn't it? Material world, what to speak of uncertainty? Everything is uncertain. Our own mind, we never know what thought is going to come in the next moment. We never know the person sitting next to us, what will do the next moment. What will happen to the government the next moment? What will happen to the climate the next moment? Of course, we should try to create a more certain kind of ambience and environment, but however hard we might try, material world has that inbuilt functionality of being uncertain. However hard we might try to make things certain, uncertainty is everywhere. And personality development seminars and so many kinds of seminars we might take to try to cope up with the situation of lack of certainty. But ultimately, to sanely, with sanity, to cope up with the amount of uncertainty that we are dealing with, we have to actively build a strong foundation of certainty in our life. Otherwise, it's difficult to maintain mental sanity because the uncertainty is so much, especially in the modern world. Things are so volatile. Earlier, it used to be, at least, you know, money could be seen. Nowadays, money is simply flashes of light, which comes on the monitor. What is the extent to which we have actively made life uncertain in this world? So the only way we can sanely cope up with the extent of uncertainty in the modern world is to build a fort of certainty around us. And the only reliable fort of certainty is Krishna's shelter. Krishna's lotus feet. That is the only thing that is practically certain according to the scriptures. And as we actively try to build that fort of certainty around us, not only will become more and more sane, we can become more and more joyful. As that fort of certainty becomes stronger, the more the uncertainty, the more the joy we'll experience. It's like a loving father throwing the child in the air to catch the child again, right? So the child, it is absolutely certain that the father is going to catch me. So when he or she is thrown in the air, the uncertainty that arises brings joy to the child. It brings joy to the child. He's happy. He looks forward for the father throwing him or her. Because there is strong certainty, the uncertainty brings joy, brings happiness, brings satisfaction. So similarly, when a devotee, even in this material world, he strongly connects to Krishna's lotus feet, to Krishna's love, to Krishna's affection, then what happens is, the uncertainties of the material world will remain. You can't do much about it. But the same uncertainties will bring us joy. Because we have found certainty in Krishna's lotus feet. So Prabodhananda Saraswati, he says, Vishwam Purna Sukhayate. For a devotee, this world is blissful. Because he has found firm grounding in Krishna's lotus feet. And the wonderful thing is, in the practice of sadhana bhakti, as we face the uncertainties of the material world and we take shelter of Krishna's lotus feet, every uncertainty reinforces and strengthens our faith and conviction in Krishna's lotus feet. So the material world, the uncertainties of the material world, for a sincere devotee, these uncertainties help the devotee to strengthen his or her faith and conviction in Krishna's shelter, in Krishna's lotus feet. And as time progresses, he becomes more and more certain of Krishna's unbound love. And a day will come, as Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he prays, wherein we are ready to take any amount of uncertainty. Nashlishyava padaratam pinashtuma adarshanam marmahatam krotuva yathatathava vidhatulampato matsthana natastu saivana matprana natastu saivana para. So, whatever way Krishna you treat me, you know, whatever uncertain way you treat me, that's okay, because I have firm connection, I have firm conviction that you love me, that you're always there for my protection. My love, I have complete conviction in your love, so you can deal with me in whatever way you want to. I'm absolutely certain about my relationship with you. So whatever apparent uncertainty is there on the surface, that's okay for me. So yesterday was a late night, so I was requested to end a little early. Thank you very much. Granthraj Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Srila Prabhupada ki.